Welcome to the New York 2009 Operational Scoring for English Language Arts. My name is Nihal Navidar, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 27 found in Grade 3, Book 2 of the January 2009 New York State English Language Arts Test. First, please find the story More Than Leaves on page 23 of the Scorer Training Materials book for Grade 3. Now take a moment to read the story, and then resume the audio file. When you return, we will look at the rubric for this question, review the scores assigned to the anchor papers, and determine why the papers were scored the way they were by a range-finding committee composed of New York State educators. Please pause the audio file now. If you turn to page 29, you will find the listening rubric key points for this question. I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guide. Mark up the material in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use your notes throughout this scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scoring training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Now, also on this page, you should see the question or prompt and some possible responses. At the bottom of the page is the actual rubric you will use to determine and award the score points. Question 27 asks, Jamie and Pete are friends. Give two details from the story that show that they are friends. Please note that we are looking for two text-based details in each student response. Therefore, general statements about friendships such as, friends are nice, will not receive credit because we are looking for details from the story that show friendship. With that said, the possible exemplary responses for this question include Jamie and Pete eat lunch together every day, Jamie and Pete talk to each other, Jamie does not think Pete would mind her trying his lunch, Pete is not angry that Jamie ate his lunch, Jamie gives Pete her leaves to eat, or Jamie shares her food with Pete, Pete tries to get Jamie to eat different things, and any other relevant text-based response. We will discuss other relevant responses when we look at the actual training papers. For now, please read through the entire rubric section at the bottom of the page, and I will talk us through the most important points. A score point 2 response is accurate and complete. The response must include two details, and the information must be clearly text-based. A score point 1 response includes some correct information. Omitting an answer, using two versions of one exemplar, and/or including information that is too vague are all reasons a student might receive a score of 1. A score point 0 response is inaccurate, confused, or irrelevant. The student has drawn conclusions that fail to correctly respond to the question. Please also make a note of the possible score of condition code A. This means the student was present for the test session, but did not write any response in the answer space. They left it totally blank. The State Education Department has determined that an erasure is considered a blank, even if you can read it. Now we will move on to the anchor papers. These are sample papers that demonstrate the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The anchor papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Please turn to page 30. Here we find the first anchor paper. It is a score point 2. In this correct response, the student says that Pete and Jamie ate lunch together and Jamie shared her leaves with Pete. Both show that Jamie and Pete are friends. Note that sharing or trading food or lunch is considered to be a version of the exemplar, Jamie gives Pete her food to eat. On the next page is the score point 1 paper. The first answer, Jamie and Pete share food, is correct. But the second answer, they go to a jungle together, is not text-based and does not show that Jamie and Pete are friends. The last anchor paper is a score point 0. The first answer is a general statement that friends are nice. We know from the rubric discussion that general statements are not acceptable. The second answer, fruit is colorful, has nothing to do with friendship. Neither answer refers to Jamie or Pete. Please take a moment to review these three papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. In the next section of your scoring guide is the practice set, which begins on page 52. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 10 papers in the practice set, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the anchor papers. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the practice set. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students respond to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 11. This student says that Jamie shared with Pete her food, and Jamie complimented Pete about his food, both of which show Jamie and Pete are friends. Note that sharing is a version of the exemplar, Jamie gives Pete her food to eat. Also note that Jamie complimenting Pete on his food is an example of another relevant text-based response. This response then earns a score of 2. Next we have practice set 12. This is an incorrect response. The first answer, they are friends, simply repeats words from the prompt. The second answer, they play in the jungle, is not text-based. Therefore, this response receives a score of 0. Let's move on to practice set 13. This student gives 2 acceptable details. They eat lunch together every day, and Jamie shared her lunch with Pete. This paper earns a score of 2. Next is practice set 14. The first answer is correct. Jamie and Pete eating lunch together shows they are friends. The second answer, they sit together, is a version of the first answer. Note that the student must have 2 different details to receive full credit. This response only receives a score of 1. Now we have practice set 15. This response also has a correct first answer, they share food, but the second answer, play together, is not a detail from the text. This response then earns a score of 1. Let's move on to practice set 16. In this response, the student says that Jamie and Pete eat side by side together and talk in a friendly voice. Both details show that they are friends, so this response earns a score of 2. Next is practice set 17. This response also has 2 acceptable details. Pete tells Jamie to eat different food, and Pete shares his food with Jamie. Note that Pete telling Jamie to eat different food is another relevant text-based response. This response earns a score of 2. Let's review practice set 18. The first answer, Jamie gave Pete some of her leaves, is correct, but the second answer, Pete was very nice to Jamie, is too general. An answer such as Pete was nice to Jamie, even when she ate his lunch, would be specific enough to receive credit. However, this response is not complete and receives a score of 1. Now we have practice set 19. Both answers, Pete smiled when he ate his food, and they both like to try different food, are text-based, but neither shows that Jamie and Pete are friends. This indicates the student has not understood the prompt. Therefore, this response receives a score of 0. The final practice set paper is practice set 20. The first answer, they share together, is too general, but the second answer, they eat together, is acceptable. This response then earns a score of 1. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please call the New York Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Once you are comfortable with how these papers are scored, we recommend you begin the consistency assurance set. This will give you an additional set of 10 papers to score, which will provide further training and clarification. Scoring these correctly, or understanding why a paper might be subject to misscoring, will assure that scorers fully understand the rubric for question 27 and can accurately assign scores to the student papers. Okay, the scoring leader can now pass out the Consistency Assurance Set Scorer Training Materials book. A blank answer sheet is located at the end of each book. You may now score these responses and, on completion, compare your scores to the scores assigned in the scoring leader book. The scoring leader can answer any questions and clear up any other concerns. Once you start scoring, the table facilitator and scoring leader can address any additional or unusual responses based on his or her experience and training. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio presentation.